Samantha, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the strip searches led by the police last week at Central Station, they were certainly, I guess, unexpected for people on their afternoon commute. But is this this activity by the police is really increasing across New South Wales. So how necessary and effective are random searches?
Yeah, look, we've found, David Shubrid actually found statistics that over a four-year period, there's been a 50% increase in strip searches across New South Wales. And that tells us that these strip searches are being used unnecessarily. And if they're being used at places like Central Station, then it tells us that the law is not being properly adhered to by police.
And so New South Wales Police released a statement as well saying the tents, they weren't strip search tents, they were privacy screens, which sounds a little bit tomato-tomato either way. But, you know, they are, I guess, quite intimidating for people walking by. Do you think that the police are overreaching in their power by conducting these searches?
You know, strip searches are not meant to be the first port of call. They are meant to be a last resort. And under the legislation, they certainly are meant to only occur in exceptional circumstances. There's, to perform a strip search or any search, initially the police must have what's called reasonable grounds. Now, with a sniffer dog, just because a sniffer dog goes around you or possibly indicates, that in itself is not sufficient to give them reasonable grounds to then search you. They may continue then to question you, but to go from a sniffer dog into a search or into a strip search, as far as we're concerned at Redfern Legal, it doesn't meet the reasonable grounds test.
And so what actually are our rights in the event of one of these strip searches? Because I'm thinking about it now and I certainly don't know.
Yeah, so some tips at Redfern Legal we give to people being that you don't have to consent to a strip search. You should tell them verbally that you don't consent and have them note that in their notebook. You can ask the officer the reason for the strip search. They are meant to provide reasons under the LEPRA Law Enforcement Powers and Responsibilities legislation. If they still are pushing you to conduct a search or a strip search, then we do say that you should be cooperative, because if you're not, it may lead into the matter being escalated into a scenario that you don't want. But make sure you get the names of the officers, the station that they work at, and you also under the legislation have a right to take a support person with you of your choice. And it's good to take someone because they can be a witness to the event.
And random searching tents set up at train stations and, you know, potentially even events like music festivals and concerts are not necessarily doing great things for the relation between police and the public. How do you think people are reacting so far?
I think most people would be quite appalled, actually. We launched a campaign last year called Safe and Sound, and that campaign aims to change strip search laws to ensure there's better safeguards for members of the public. Strip search laws are the only laws that I know that where a child as young as 10 is allowed to legally take off all their clothes in front of an adult in a foreign room, and no one is questioning this. So it's about time that we put strip search laws on the table and say that they're antiquated, they don't adhere to child protection principles, they're humiliating for all concerned, adults and children. And it's time that they stopped.
Samantha, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Bye.